Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today, North Korea may have blinked in its threat to attack Guam, but Iran's President Rouhani threatened to restart his country's nuclear program. Let's start with North Korea. North Korean state media said Kim Jong-un has made the decision not to attack Guam for now after examining and praising the military plan at a command post. He did warn, however, that he could change his mind if, according to state media, the Yankees persist in their extremely dangerous, reckless actions. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's with MIT Security Studies Program. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Robin.
And President Trump, of course, threatened fire and fury after news that North Korea had miniaturized a nuclear weapon to fit in on a missile. North Korea then responding with that threat to attack Guam. There's been reportedly a lot of backroom tamping down of the fire and fury language in South Korea and directed to China. So do you read today's comments from Kim as the North blinking, or did the U.S. soften its image?
Well, I would be hesitant about interpreting the North's behavior as blinking, because the chief threat right here is not that North Korea is going to decide today to launch a missile at the U.S. or that hopefully the U.S. isn't going to do the same. The danger of war is not deliberate war, but war that happens through miscalculation and misperception, and where little things grow large in ways that leaders don't expect. So if we were to characterize what Kim did as blinking, some people might conclude, look, our strategy is working. We should be make more bluffing and have more over-the-top statements and impromptu nuclear doctrine. This is a strategy that's winning. And I would be reluctant to come to that conclusion. I was on this morning on a listserv of North Korea experts, and there's even among people who speak Korean and who have studied this country for many years, there's still some disagreement about what the message actually means. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. I think it's good news. Did I think North Korea was going to launch four missiles at Guam? No, because we would have responded and it would have been the end of the Kim regime. So I wasn't expecting that to happen this week or next.
But what a horrible moment when in Guam, people got instructions what to do if there was a nuclear attack, including don't use hair conditioner because it will attract the radiation. I mean, just terrible moment there for
awful,
people in Guam.
But, back to last week, and I was on vacation last week in Maine, and to paraphrase Lloyd Bridges from the classic movie Airplane, something tells me I picked the wrong week to go on vacation, because you have this fire and fury comment. Imagine if you're the president of South Korea, President Moon, and you have your ally threatening to conduct a nuclear strike that will kill your people. I mean, the missile isn't flying to Seattle. It's flying towards Seoul.
Yeah. And the president of South Korea today said, do not do anything, said to the U.S., do not do anything without consulting us.
Exactly.
How much do you think this is China putting more pressure on North Korea? It announced a ban on North Korean imports of coal, iron, and seafood. The New York Times is reporting it's in part because President Trump has pulled back on his threats of punishing China over trade, using that leverage. Of course, he loses the leverage on trade, but gains maybe China helping more with North Korea.
Well, I think certainly the latest UN security resolution goes beyond all the previous ones, and all the previous ones were the strongest ever. And China certainly has a strong interest in this not turning into war. They don't want to have a war on their border. And they have been applying pressure, particularly in areas like gasoline. So they may be working behind the scenes, but that's what the Chinese do, do it behind the scenes. And I think that's something we may want to consider doing a little more of.
Real quick. I got to ask you about Iran. Its president today warning that country could restart its nuclear program within hours. And remember, it curbed the program as part of that deal in 2015. The U.S. says Iran is violating the deal by testing ballistic missiles. The U.S. has imposed sanctions. Iran's upset about that. But suddenly we hear from Iran. Your thoughts?
Well, I think they're wholly separate issues. We haven't talked about Iran, you and I, because the Iran deal has been working. The inspectors are there. They aren't they aren't spinning centrifuges or building bombs. But the Iran deal critics have persisted and are working to overturn the deal. And President Trump on some days says he'll tear it up and on other days says he's going to think about it. So there's at least a real possibility. This show has been playing out quietly while we've been focused on North Korea. There is a real danger that come October, the president may rip up the Iran deal. And of course, Rouhani is going to suffer from that politically. The hardliners are going to lay into him about it. And so this is probably signaling on his part, not only to a domestic audience, but to the Europeans and the Americans, that you're playing with fire.
Well, again, fire, yes. And again, Iran says its ballistic missiles have nothing to do with nuclear weapons. But, of course, you know, people looking over at North Korea, their ballistic missiles are now reportedly being weaponized. Jim Walsh, here now, security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. We love Maine. Jim, stop going to Maine. We need you here. Thank you.
Thank you.